I don't think it's unusual or necessarily undermining to undermine the situation to not know how many people Harriet Tubman has officially brought over to Canada. There's element of speculation on the part of every answer to that question, regardless of how well it would be researched, because of the nature of, as I said, of the secretness, the secretive movement that had that existed at that time. We know we know Harriet Tubman is famous for bringing some over, whether it is 100 or whether it is 1,000. I'm not quite sure that that is a crucial to the story, understanding that correct number. The bravery that was involved, the boldness that was involved, the legacy that she left, the kind of whether it was 100 or 1,000, the proliferation of free lives after that sacrifice on her part is something that we should keep in mind. So that's how I look at it. I would be a little bit understanding about any kind of disparities between views or differences between views on how many people Harriet Tubman escorted to Canada because of the nature of the enterprise of slavery and secrecy that's necessarily involved in transporting people to freedom.
Thank you very much.